buildings.
Yeah, rolling landscape, beautiful green rolling landscape. And let's see. I shouldn't have any gaps because there's a lot. Maybe just another little adventure was to go to Mongolia. And Mongolia, went to Ulaanbaatar, which is, of course, the capital. And that was a, and we were greeted there by, you know, a young member, her I think her name is Erin Setsik. And she was, and the brother there, a Japanese brother, I'm sorry, I, for some reason I'm not remembering his name, and I feel bad about that, but he was pioneering there. He was, I think he was actually a national messiah for that place. And he, anyway, we met there. It was a very interesting place because Ulaanbaatar is a city, and the Japanese actually helped them build roads. So they built roads within a certain around a certain perimeter or within a certain perimeter of the city, and then the roads ended. And after that, the rest of Mongolia is almost unpaved. It's like, it's really primitive. And so we had, beyond that point, you'd have to take a jeep. Typically people would get a jeep. And you go through the countryside, and we even had to cross a river going into the water and coming out. You know, they have a shallow point somewhere in the river, and they have to go through that. And we finally got to, we had a meeting, we had a seminar that was booked for the place of, the birthplace of Genghis Khan, Genghis Khan. So that was, and it was all very primitive. I mean, we had, you know, you wash your face in the little water spout, and then you just, you know, that's your preparation. And very often we meet in what they call yurts or ger. I think they call it, the native word is ger, I believe. But it's a yurt. If you know what that is, it's like a tent. It's really a big tent. And we typically meet in that. I met the local governor in his tent, and he would offer us some food and different things. And I tell you, it was like, it was truly reminiscent of the Wild West. It truly was. It was like you'd be traveling in your jeep, and then you'd stop in this two little kids. I'm talking about five, seven-year-old kids, and they're on horseback, and they're riding up to your, you know, they're freely riding on the horseback. They learned when they were 3 years old or something, and they're riding up on horseback and checking you out. And off in the distance you see their tents. So it's like they're Indians and we're the cowboys. And then we went to there was some village, so we were somewhere, and it looked like a fort on the frontier. It was, you know, like this. And I heard Father saying something about how that was like, it was sort of like a playground. In the kingdom of heaven, it's like a playground of the world. And there's something of that feeling. It was like there's just vast areas of land untouched, you know, and it's just, you know, it's like really beautiful. It reminded me a little bit of Montana because it was very high elevation. And so you have this plateau, you know, a beautiful plateau. And then I met, actually, you met people who came to our seminar. I swear they looked like Native Americans. They were, I mean, really, the facial appearance, everything was, I thought, and maybe that theory is true, that they really, these people came on the bridge, on the Alaska Bridge, because they were really... Oh. Appeared so much like Native American, you know, maybe a classic picture of a Native American person. Didn't look like, you know, they didn't look like Japanese or Chinese or anything like that. They looked like Native Americans. And So, anyway, that was, I rode on a camel or something out there. I have a picture of my ride on a camel. I didn't bring them with me. And a horse. I think there's one point at which I rode on a horse. I don't talk so much about the seminars because they're your usual content, as if you're giving a divine principle lecture. We had a whole slideshow, everything was prepared, but gosh, there's so many places I visited. Irkutsk, what is it? Did I go to Irkutsk? That's near the Lake Baikal, I believe. Novosibirsk, all these places. It's a very, sometimes very, very cold, as you can imagine. Some places very cold.